WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says every jazz fan loves the rhythmic quality known as swing, which pushes the music forward even at slow tempos. Swing is created through small variations where musicians place their accents a little ahead or behind the beat. Kevin says the trouble is folks don't always agree on what swings and what doesn't.
The late Thelonious Monk, one musician who redefined what we recognize as swinging rhythm. When Monk came along in the 1940s, few jazz fans thought he swung. Nowadays, most every fan knows he does, hearing how he took the tiny hesitations and surges of rhythm that create swing and magnified them, blew them up. When Monk played with a rhythm section, he'd use an overtly swinging bassist and drummer for contrast. But what if a bass player and drummer took the same liberties with time as the pianist? That would sound something like this trio from Boston. Pendelis Karyorgas on piano, Nate McBride on bass, and Randy Peterson on drums. Their CD, Heart and Sack, is on the Leo Lab label. The trio's timekeeping is so loose, sometimes it sounds like each player hears a slightly different tempo in his head. But just when you've given them up for lost, they all land in one place and head in one direction. For a little while, anyway. That tune is Miss Anne by Eric Dolphy, another musician who knew something about quirky timing. Now, there's nothing bad about this. Other musicians who played games with time and rhythm include greats like Earl Hines, blues man John Lee Hooker, and Bahaman guitarist Joseph Spence. What I like about Pendelis Karyorgas' trio is their brand of quirky timing walks a tightrope between swinging and not swinging, although to some jazz fans it'll sound like they're not even in the tent. Listening to them can be like watching the tightrope wobble, thrilling because it's dangerous as they flirt with disaster. Better to make music that plays for high stakes than to just play it sure and safe.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing. He reviewed Heart and Sack by the Pendelis Karyorgas Trio on the label Leo Lab.